shower in the area Saturday afternoon. Otherwise, much of this weekend should be dry and warm with highs in the upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Tonight on Health and Wealth Conspiracy with Terry Adams. Why did they change Darren's on Bewitched? How come there are no plaid M&Ms? And if you're at a fancy restaurant and you see a penguin with a towel over his arm, should you assume that he's the maitre d'? Oh, yeah, it's some real conspiracy stuff, too. But first, from our super secret studios, located somewhere within the dark recesses of Blue Water Broadcasting, using the microphone once breathed into by the legendary Don Markwell, it's the Health and Wealth Show. And lucky you, it's Conspiracy Night. Our special guest is Terry Adams. And we'll be discussing all manner of strange and unusual things. We might even work in a little advice about your money. So hang on to your laticibles as we venture into yet unknown territory. It's time for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
And as you've heard before, out. That's Stone. Hang on a second. I've got something right here. That guy. Yeah. Welcome to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, who's not here. He'll be back Monday evening. And, of course, we are joined this evening by Mr. Conspiracy himself. He is a conspiracy investigator, a debunker, the guy that gets out there and finds the truth, so much so that we call him Mr. Truther himself. It is Terry Adams. Thank you so much for joining us,
sir. Thank you, Rusty. Thanks for the invite. And wherever David is, I hope he's having fun.
He's at the beach. Of course, Too Tall Matthew. Ernest is here. We've got Luke is here.
Happy to be here.
And your brother Sam is over there. Happy birthday today.
Oh, cool.
Happy 20, birthday.
21.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. I remember vaguely when I was 21.
Wow, that's a long time ago. That's 40 years ago.
Yeah, I jumped on the covered wagon and went to town that night. It was a great...
Had a hoedown.
Yeah, well, she got away. Yeah, but anyhow, that's a different thing.
It's a whole nother story.
It's a whole nother story, as they say, yeah. Glad to have everybody here. Chris is here somewhere.
He's here somewhere.
Raiding the snack machine.
Is it really? I noticed they filled it back up.
I can't back that up. It's about time.
You know, it got...
slim pickings here.
Yes. They had everything closed down, and the building was closed, so I don't guess the snack guy could get in. Who's the snack? Is it Lance or...
It should be. No, I think it's Rick's wife's brother.
Oh, okay. You know, a lot of people do that on like a side gig.
Mm-hmm. You make money that way.
Yeah, well, you know, especially if you own the machine.
There you go.
I knew a guy one time, and how many remember, you guys probably don't that much, the little round things in Walmart and
gumball
everything.
Gumball machines.
And had peanuts and stuff in them.
Hell yeah.
And this guy made a living doing that. He had like 100 of them all over, and that's all he did.
He's probably retired.
Oh, yeah, he's probably
passed away now.
He had drink machines as well.
If he had taken that money and given it to David Ernest, he's a millionaire right now.
He would have.
No kidding.
Yeah. This is a few years back when you could actually get a drink for a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I remember
those.
And I'm fixing to mess you guys up. I remember getting the little bitty Cokes for a dime.
Little 10-ounce Cokes? I don't know.
They're the little bitty ones. And I'm trying to think.
I remember you got those out of the machines. You had to put your money and slide it and pull it up. That's what I remember.
Now, there was one where you had a little handle, mm-hmm. and it would roll down. Then there was another one where the drink was actually there, and you could open it up and touch it and pull it, but it wouldn't come out till you put your money in.
Right.
And some people would sneak around
They would pop the top off of it, put them a cup under there and get it.
I've been working on restoring one of those. It was in my grandmother's beauty shop up in Center Point, Alabama.
Now, is this
from the 50s?
Is this Miss Edna?
No, this is Catherine. She passed away a couple of years ago.
I think she had just passed away when I met you guys. Mm-hmm.
Sounds about.
I didn't know you did that kind of thing.
I do. I tinker around with the old, like, vintage electronic stuff.
Uh-huh. Cool.
Well, now, you know, you had some stuff one time. You had an old tube tester.
Yeah, I got an old tube tester, old oscilloscopes.
Yeah, now I've got a couple of them somewhere.
Yeah, I've got a lot of old audio gear I restore.
Somewhere.
I got somebody you need to meet.
Yeah, old multi-track tape machines, all that stuff.
Somewhere there's a... B-movie set that's been robbed, and there's no stuff there, because that's what they did. They put tape recorders up there, just lights flashing and everything. Just,
make it look like NASA Space Control or something.
You say you got some reel-to-reels?
I do. Yeah, I've got old Ampex decks.
Do you have anything that's working that you might part with for a certain amount?
Man, nominal fee.
I got a buttload of stuff on reel-to-reel, and... after a while, it'll just turn to dust.
Yeah, I do. You know, I transfer that stuff, too. I mean, it's a hobby of mine. But, you know, I have got a lot of old stuff recorded to tape, and I'll digitize it, you know, run it through. But just
cool.
Yeah.
We're bringing Chris in over here. Hey.
Traffic is clear on 85.
Hey, sweet. All right.
Cool.
People out there driving. We were talking a while ago, and... You know, sometimes I don't really get real personal about myself a lot, but you know, I have some issues, and I have to carry around my nitroglycerin with me in case something happens.
Yeah.
And I was just telling y'all where it is. I've got it in my pocket here in case I fall over. Well, the other night we're over at the house. I also have neuropathy. And that's pain you get from having diabetes. And sometimes it feels like somebody sticks a hot ice pick into your skin and just jabs it. I mean, it's really painful. Sometimes this is under your fingernails. It's on the bottom of your feet. It's in your face. It's in your body. Well, so the other night, Donna and I are sitting there, and she really worries about me a lot. So Donna and I are sitting there, and this pain hits me in my left buttock. I come up out the chair. I reach back out, and I'm like, oh! And she says, what's wrong? You okay? Do you hurt? And I'm like, yeah. And later, I think I made her mad, because I'm like, yeah. And so I said later, I said, honey, why were you so upset? I said, well, I didn't know you might have been having a heart attack. This made me think, how many times on Sanford and Son did Fred have the big one and grab his butt? Now, but she was just she
worries. She loves you, man.
I know she loves me and worries about me, but sometimes with pains, I start confessing to stuff, telling where the Lindbergh baby is. I mean, just bad
stuff.
I think it's the government, though. Speaking of which, I got plans this weekend. You got plans?
I don't really have plans for the weekend, my friend.
Well,
that's a good thing.
I got some room. Terry, how about you?
Of course. I'm doing a program here on Saturday night.
That's right. You'll be here from 6 to 10.
Yeah.
Chris, Luke?
Birthday party.
Yeah. Going to be a big blowout down there in Cleghornville.
That's right.
Well, I'm going to jump on the bus. I'll go up to, Minnesota?
What?
Yeah, there's a lot of looting going on, man. I love me some looting.
TV.
Yeah.
I need a 65-inch TV.
Soros writes you a check.
Yeah. I'm supposed to get up there, and I think they got me a TV saved. And do you see these people?
Yeah.
You know, it is a terrible tragedy what has happened. This man.
It is.
And I've seen the video.
Yep.
And I'll just tell you. For me, it's not a racial thing.
Mm-mm.
This guy murdered that guy. He killed that guy.
It's a use of force thing.
It's a terrible use. He had him down. He had him handcuffed. There was no sense in that. And that man is dead now. And now there's so much unrest up there. And people, a lot of times, people just waiting around for something to do something like that.
Opportunistic.
Oh, yeah.
That was the catalyst to get him onto that level.
Yeah, you remember, I can't think of the guy, Reginald Denny.
Right.
You know, they pulled him out of the truck, almost beat him to death. This was over
Rodney King.
Yeah. And then back in
Watts.
Yeah, I was thinking back, that was in the 60s.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they burned Watts to the ground, and pretty much what they're doing up there now.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Are they in there arresting people? Are they stopping people?
No, they're not. And that's what kills me is they have the technology. The military has weapons that don't require any force.
Yeah.
They turn them on. There's the people that they aim them at. Skin starts burning, and they to get away from it, they turn around and run.
What's this 5G thing?
They have yet to use it. No, it's not.
No, 5G. It's not the 5G.
No. They put it in the back of a truck. It's like a big speaker, and they cut it on.
Yeah.
And if you're in that range,
which goes back to the whole frequency thing.
Is it kind of like
a frequency? And it
Why are they not using it? They could use it and stop this instantly.
Is
it? They don't.
Kind of like Mars Attacks when they're playing Slim Whitman and the Martians.
I don't know.
Heads blow up.
It sits on top of a Humvee.
Yeah, yeah.
Really. They turn it on, and you can focus it where in it's directional.
That is like
parabolic dish that shoots it out. It'll make you. It'll make you sick.
Yes, it will.
Wow.
And they don't use it.
I don't know why. That's a very good non-lethal.
Dave. Dave's on the phone. Everybody straighten up. Look busy. Trying to look like you're doing. So Dave's not here. And let's go to the phone, ladies and gentlemen. Let's have a big round of applause for David Ernest.
Where's the bell?
Yes, there he is. David,
thank you.
How are you, sir?
Well, I'm down here. It's beautiful down here.
Rub it in,
Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
Dr. Doom.
Well, can you hear me good here? I'm walking around looking at the beach here.
Hear you very good tonight. So what's going on?
Am I there?
Yes, you're right here.
Okay. What's going on is the weather is beautiful, the food is beautiful, the scenery is beautiful, and it looks like our country is doing much better than what I anticipated. And I'm so glad. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad. So maybe I won't be Dr. Doom, but I am going to be Dr. Be Careful.
There you go.
Caution. Yeah, Dr. Be Careful. Because there's so many things that are unpredicted in this world, in this economy, and what's going on. People are using the economy. Now, I see a lot of people spending a lot of money down here. I see a lot of folks coming and going, and I think it's because their billfolds have been padded with something that was printed for them.
Uncle Sam.
Yeah, I think that's what's going on here. I think what we have here is a propped-up economy, which they did learn after World War II when they found out that if you spend a lot of money in the economy, that the economy will boom. But you do get after effects when you do these things, and that's the question. The question is, what will be those after effects? So right now, it'll be fine. The stock market is going to just wobble all over the place. I noticed that they said something about China today, and boom, it went down. It was up like 350 points and closed down, and it was only up 150 points instead of like 400 or 500 points up. So it is doing some really weird stuff just off of whatever someone says, like Trump or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very unpredictable, very unsustaining. And retirement is something that needs to be predictable and needs to be sustaining.
Amen.
Yes.
So that's the reason. I'm sorry?
I said, yes, it does.
That's right. And that's the reason why we want to use the stock market in safe mode way. The more we see this, the more we see how humans react and the economy reacts with it and how our government reacts to things, the more I'm convinced that we have to be careful about when we do things, how we do things. You can make a lot of money in the market, but you can lose a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But in our programs, you can still make a lot of money, but you can't lose any.
Wow.
So then you have to worry about the inflation and all these other things that, maybe it'll be stagflation, which means we have inflation with slow growth. Because of the 30-40% unemployment figures that will be coming in here pretty soon. So I'm not so sure that we might still be in a era of time that the market is artificially higher than it's going to end up being 6 months from now. The other thing is, who's going to win the presidency? So if Trump loses, it's over.
Yep.
You might as well forget it.
I agree.
I mean, it's over. Stock market's going down like a rock. So, you know, if you want to get in safe mode up and take advantage of all the ups, we got the answers. So people are just spending money down here now. I see it. They're out there in the water, and they're enjoying themselves, and they're eating food. And it's all because of the money they've gotten from the government, obviously, because they don't have jobs. 30% of them don't have jobs. So I guess that's where it's coming from.
Yep.
Must be.
Must be.
Well, so what else is going on?
How's it up there? Well, I heard that a lot of things have been going on all over. They got that problem up there in Minnesota.
Yeah, we were just talking about that a minute ago, yeah.
Well, you know, Minnesota is kind of a lot different than Alabama. Minnesota, you know, they run their stuff, and Illinois and all the rest of them, they run their stuff on the edge. I call it on the edge. They take a lot of risk. Down in the South, we're a lot more conservative.
Yeah.
All of our retirement plans are in good shape, you know, and that's why I'm an asset preservationist, I guess, because I live in the South. When I tell these people up north that I'm an asset preservationist, they say, "You're a what?" I said, "I'm an asset preservationist." They say, "Well, what's that?" And I'm going, "Yep, I guess so."
Yeah.
You wouldn't know. So, and there's nothing wrong with our brothers of the North. They're not as conservative on an average. They all want to put it in that slot machine stock market, which may or may not work for you at any given time. So, anyway, Minnesota, good luck to you. You guys are really different. That's all I can say. If this had happened in Montgomery, Alabama, we know what we would do with that guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
We wouldn't even have to worry about it. There wouldn't be anybody tearing up our stores, tearing up our stuff. We'd already took care of it.
Yeah. I just can't understand they haven't arrested him. I mean, you know, they got fired. He and I think there's the three that stood around and watched.
The mayor was asking the same question. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm sure it's just a matter of time. It'll happen.
And he took it hard. He was really upset.
Yeah.
Yeah, the mayor, but I mean, he's political. He's trying to, you know, get the heat off of him. I get it.
Right, sure. Uh-huh.
But, you know, I did see where some the COVID had been said that they took all our ICU beds here in, or should I say, in Montgomery, not down here where I'm at. I've heard through the grapevine, through some medical friends of mine, that that's not exactly true.
It is erroneous.
Imagine that.
Yes.
It is not exactly the truth. Now, what's going on behind the scenes probably has something to do with money or reimbursements or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Politics, especially in medicine, is just like other types of, you know, how much money did they get for doing this? Or how much money do they get for that?
It's still
a business. I guarantee you, if there was money in it, they would not be ICU beds would be popping up left and right. Because these hospitals
mm-hmm.
have capabilities of expanding rapidly with beds.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember Jackson Hospital used to say they had 407 beds licensed, but they would only use like 200 or 300 beds. So they can swell up, you know. And another thing is there's a lot of their nurses that have been not so much laid off, but the hours have been cut back.
Uh-huh.
Does that sound like a hospital that really
covered
was trying
up?
To expand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, who knows? I mean, I don't know, and I'm not against the hospitals. I'm for them. They need to do what they need to do. But the fact is, for us to be saying these things on the national news when they're absolutely not the truth, is not the thing to do. In talk radio, we are going to do something that, you know, the news media probably won't do. We're going to tell you it's probably a bunch of hogwash.
There you go.
Just like this market going up is actually a bunch of hogwash. It's borrowed money, my friend. Borrowed money. Be careful if you're investing in the stock market. Be careful if it's something you need 5 years down the road. Be careful. It might not be there.
Amen.
Anyway,
good advice.
But there's one thing that's here. Beautiful, beautiful scenery. Lots of people here, and a lot of people enjoy this place with the money that's been given to them by the government.
Well, there you go. You got your binoculars handy?
Yes, we got some binoculars.
Looking at sailboats.
Girl watching. Sailboats. Sailboats going by. Yeah.
No. I've been bird watching out there.
Yeah, right. Ah. Yeah. Look at that bird over there. All right, man. Well, we'll be back live Monday. You'll be here?
Yes. Okay. I'll be back up there, if they don't run me off when I get there.
Probably not. Yeah.
What you getting for dinner tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we got, we had Carrie, they brought us shrimp and some fried shrimp, some coleslaw.
Hush puppies.
Some fried okra.
Yeah.
Salad, pretty good stuff. Got it from Montego Bay again.
Sounds good.
It's really good.
That sounds good.
Good stuff. Yeah.
All right. Not
starving down here.
I guess not, man.
We don't go.
I'm gonna have to take my mom for a walk though. I need to walk to myself, so she's gonna. We're gonna do a little walk. Try to walk it off.
All right. Well, y'all have a good walk. Enjoy yourselves, and we'll see you Monday.
Yes, and you guys keep doing what you're doing. A great job. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you, sir.
And thank you, Uncle Sam, for all that extra money down here so we can have people to intermingle with.
There you go. Everybody, a big hand.
He knows how to prop up the economy, that's for sure.
Big hand for David Ernest.
Yay.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir.
All
Bye-bye.
Right. Thank you. Bye-bye. And remember, if you want to call David Ernest, you can see him when he gets back, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. And you can set up an appointment. I think you can actually go see him now.
Sure can.
And you can do it on Zoom and Skype and on the Internet. Talk to you,
yep.
Matthew.
You can talk to me. Talk to
Leah. Mm-hmm. And talk to David when he gets back on Monday, 279-7431. And if you'd like to talk to us this evening, 272-9228, we were talking about the situation up in Wisconsin, right? Is that where that's where
Minnesota.
It is, right? Minnesota. They're up there together.
Same thing.
Just a different place. I think I've been to both.
Yeah, I have.
I'm trying to remember Wisconsin. Wasn't that where the little
big woman and cheese, lots of cows?
Wasn't that where the prairie was, where the Ingalls lived? They were.
I have no idea.
I don't know. They were out there, but they keep showing this video of this a policeman standing there, and then they have one guy just standing there watching. I mean, he's just as, to me, he's just as guilty as he is. He let him do it. I just don't understand it. What was the man supposed to have done? They said some kind of fraud.
No, it was a $20 counterfeit bill.
Yeah.
Okay, so he had a $20 bill, and he tried to pay for something, and it was counterfeit.
They called the police, and that's when.
Okay.
I mean, the bill for something like that would probably be $300 or something. I don't know.
Well, the thing is, if it was good enough, he might not have known it was counterfeit. I'm sure he probably didn't know.
Right.
And then again, he may have. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
But nothing like that.
The key to the whole thing is they had him down. They had the cuffs on. They had the cuffs off.
Yeah.
That's when you stop.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
that's when you stop.
And you let go of him. He jumps up. You got that taser.
Right.
You know? You ain't even got to touch him. That's
sad.
And the man literally laying there, I can't breathe. He might have been lying. Then again, he might not have been lying. You know, you need to.
You got to always err on the.
Yeah, you got to use some sense.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just a very sad situation, and I'm glad nothing like that has happened down here. And but the people out pillaging and stealing, that's just crazy.
Yep.
I don't know. I guess, but they're not stopping anybody. There was one place. I think this was out in California. They said if what you stole.
Mm-hmm.
Was less than $950.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not even call the cops.
No.
There were people running into the store with it open, just grabbing armloads of stuff, running out.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then I guarantee you, if somebody had tried to stop them, they would be in jail.
Yeah.
Man, it's like we all went to sleep and woke up on the bizarro world. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
You're right.
Yeah, you're right about that.
But let's talk about something a little bit more cheerful now.
How about contact tracing?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I was thinking about China. Now, I was watching this thing that you were telling me about.
Right.
What is it, on Netflix, the...
Hangar One?
Hangar One. I was watching that.
Yeah.
Well, I found this other thing about history.
Right.
And it talked about the moon, us getting to the moon, and the Russians were just spanking us, and we got to the moon. And then there were several other ones. Well, there was one about China.
Mm-hmm.
And it said after World War II... That China, basically their gross national GDP, product, it was like $14. You know, they just had nothing. Right. But they have, they went through communism, and then I can't think of which one it was, because Mao had died, and Nixon had been to China.
Right.
And then they decided, well, we'll still be communists, but we'll sell stuff and make money.
Right.
And right now, they're... GDP, their money is like right there with ours. They're this close, and I got two little fingers together. They're this close to passing us of being the most financially powerful country on earth. Terry,
I watch them closely.
Yeah, Terry, do you think the Wuhan virus, or I'm sorry, the European virus, as they're calling it,
the Kung Flu,
COVID-19?
Do you think that could have been a move to push them on over that by bringing us down?
Yeah, I think it is. It was engineered by the agency and in cooperation with China in North Carolina. We have all the documents. It's on veteranstoday.com if you want to see them. The thing people need to understand is these things can't just jump genomes. That's impossible. Well, they can, but it takes thousands of years. In the exact right circumstances. This stuff was sequenced in a lab. So by definition, it is a bioweapon. By definition, it's a bioweapon. We helped create it, the agency and the Chinese intelligence. And the question is, how did it get loose? China obviously released it because Fauci is involved in it. He sent it to China along with $5.6 million of taxpayer money to fund the Wuhan lab. And somehow it got loose over there. So the question is, how did it get loose? And is this a move by the deep state, Illuminati, whatever you choose to call the controllers or the people who want to run the world? You have to understand their goal is what's called the New World Order. Mm-hmm. No more sovereignty of countries, just UN, I forget what they call them. There's 10 divisions, or however you want to put it, 10 different areas of the world is the way the UN wants it to be.
Well, I got something here. I'm sure I've heard this earlier today, but it's relevant here. This is our illustrious former president, Mr. Obama, who just is like a tattoo. He won't go away. He's speaking to some folks. I believe this was in Holland or one of those countries over there? But this is an excerpt from his speech, that what he was telling them about what's going on with the United States.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs.
That's what they believe.
But order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
Craig played that same clip, and that's not what he said. That's weird.
What, have I got more or less?
No, yours is different. What he was saying in the clip Greg played, because Greg put that on Facebook, and they kicked it off and said this is fake news.
Really?
So Greg went and pulled it and played it, and that wasn't what he said in Greg's clip, which is weird.
I'll send it to Greg so he can compare. Yeah. But, I mean, even though this is different, what this man just said...
Yeah, give up your rights.
We're too stupid to take care of ourselves.
Well, that's what they said when they passed the Affordable Care Act. I mean, we know they said that then. Yeah, people are just stupid. They'll accept it. You know, until all of us get together and stop this madness, it's going to keep going. That's the reason there's so much black and white. They're going to bring up everything racist they can, and they're going to throw it on the weaponized news because they have to keep the people divided. They have to. Because we can stop them.
We got to get woke.
We got to get together. We got to get united, and we can stop this madness.
All right.
That's the only way.
Well, you heard it from Terry Adams, folks. And what we're going to do is take a short break. Any of us go out and check traffic?
I do.
Okay, well, here's your chance if you want to. But we'll be back with more Terry Adams, Chris Cleghorn, Luke Cleghorn, Matthew Tuttle, Ernest, and happy birthday boy, Mr. Sam Cleghorn, in just moments on News Talk 93.1 WACV. This is the Health and Wealth Show, and Dave's not here.
You know, I talk with David Ernest all the time, and I ask him questions like, David, what's going to happen with the economy?
Look, who knows what's going to happen? That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. So why do you want to lose your dough if you don't know?
And what about the stock market? How safe is that for investing?
If you're young, fine. Keep on using that stock market in an aggressive way. But if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Or the insurance companies do. When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. Thursday evening, it is Conspiracy Night. Terry Adams, our guest this evening, Chris Clayton. They actually went out to check traffic.
I thought he was abducted.
They could have been. I saw a flash of light. But I understand we've got a very important caller on the phone. We should probably get over there and pick up this this call right now. I understand that Cooter is on the phone. Cooter, are you there, sir?
Hey, Dave, how are you, man?
Dave's not here.
He's not here, but he's here in spirit.
Hey, couple of quick things.
That's all that matters.
That's it.
My opinion only. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
The thing on Obama's speech, there's a... I looked at it yesterday after I saw it on Greg's thing, and there's a... I think it's a factcheck.org or factcheck.com or somebody that did it. Mm-hmm. And they had more of the speech there. And he did say those words, but they were pulled out of context. They were pulled out and played just a portion of it.
Out of
the
context.
The one where he talked about people can't handle their money here or whatever. I don't remember that exactly.
Right.
But he actually said, what if they say these people can't do blah, blah, blah.
So this was perpetrated to make him look bad?
Yes.
Wow.
He doesn't need any help.
No, that's the thing. He's doing all right on his own.
He was doing great. But, on that virus thing, you ever heard of Uri Geller?
Yes.
Or Uri Geller, the
psychic
mentalist, or
could bend spoons with his thoughts and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, I listened to him on a radio show a couple of weeks ago, and he said, and he knows, you know, because he knows everything. He said that the Chinese did develop that as a bioweapon for Iran, and a courier, one of their people, was taking it to Iran, and on the way there, he accidentally released it.
You had one job.
Wow.
One job. That's all you had.
Well, now, if they put Dave in charge of it, he would have preserved it, you know, because
David kind of like a double knot spy. He'd have brought it here where we could have got rid of it.
Say that again, please. And other people say that it came out of Fort Detrick before it went over there.
I've heard
and
that.
And the CDC did make the people in Fort Detrick quit working with stuff like that because they had so many viruses and stuff leaking out up there at the time.
All right. Wow. Well, hey, Cooter, we appreciate you calling, man. It's always good to hear from you.
Y'all have a good one, and y'all have a blessed day, all right?
You too now.
Okay, thank you,
sir. Cooter. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our favorite caller. Our second favorite caller.
We got Randall on the line.
Randall?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Time for some randalization.
I tell you what, everybody buckle in. Here we go. Randall, is that you on the phone?
Yes, sir.
What you got for us this evening, sir?
Besides y'all massaging me and making me feel good, I'm saying, like Cooter said, They cut everything up. And I'll tell you right there, that Obama clip has been going around for about 3 months now. And if you go back and you watch the beginning, you watch the end of it, it's just like they do Donald Trump. They cut it. They give you part of the truth. And you know what I mean? They only give you a piece of it. They only give you a piece of the clip. They do the same thing they did with Donald Trump with that clip. They make him think that he is saying that a normal person can't handle his own money. So, and there ain't an American flag in the background. Now, I give you that. There ain't. And I mean, there's every flag in the world in that clip. But it's the same thing what they've been doing with Donald Trump for the past, you know what I mean? We got to figure out a way that or a platform that says, look, we playing the whole clip. If you put a clip on here, we giving you the 3 minutes before this and the 3 minutes after. And y'all make your own decision. That's the only way we're going to beat these folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They fooled me.
Oh, yeah. They thinking 150 years down the road. We only think about tomorrow,
Bingo.
Most of us.
Bingo.
I mean, like Terry Adams, he owns his business. He's thinking, you know, 8-10 years down the road. But Terry, I'll tell you right now, he's not thinking about his great-great-grandchildren. I mean, nobody does. These folks... I'm going to tell you, you know what I'm saying.
These folks live on islands.
These seven families that we got to beat live on islands that's not even on the map. I mean, Terry, come on now. You know where we at with this.
Yeah, I know exactly
where
we are. I know where this is headed.
Yeah, this is a chance for us to stand up and come together. I mean, this, all of the facts are right there in front of us. But do we turn our back and we go with these half-true clips? Or do we stand up and say, we in Montgomery, Alabama, and we standing up, and we ain't taking no more bullcrap laying down, period. We getting on Yamaha dirt bike, and we clearing our head, and we coming back with y'all. We telling you. Right now, I mean, we can't go no fuck. Terry, where else? I mean, I don't want to leave this place like this. Man.
You know, I had this very same conversation with my mother and my wife 3 days ago. Where would you go? What country could you go to? You know, it's happening everywhere.
But what I'm saying, what I don't want to leave America like this. No matter what D-Day means to you or how D-Day come about or how I know that Hitler knew D-Day was coming 2.5 years before it got there. But them people didn't roll up on that beach for us to lay over like this.
Amen.
There you go.
I agree. There ain't no way. I mean, there are people that didn't even want to let the gates down. And these folks do that if they get killed. You know what I mean? They telling their own men, you don't let this gate down, let me in this water, I'm killing you. I mean, people, that's America. That's what we need to get back to. If you don't, you know what I mean? If white police, you don't stand up and get your knee off these black folks' neck. You know what I mean? Yeah. Look, we got, it's the same thing we say about the Muslim. We can't sit there and say, All right, these terrorist attacks happening, but it's Muslim religion doing it. But people who really brought up in that book. Now I'm telling you right now, Terry, I believe God. Don't condemn how you were brought up. You know what I mean? As long as you believe in God, He can't help what book you were brought up in. He can't help what heart you've been dealt. But that man knows your soul. You know what I mean? It just we just go off as God. He's funny sometimes, ain't he, Terry?
Yeah, he's amazing.
He is.
Hey, Randall, I tell you what. Some good words, man. I want to give everybody a chance to digest them, man.
Yeah, I got
to
think about it.
Thanks a lot, man. You call us up, man. Take care.
I'll be waiting here from you Saturday night.
I thank y'all for your words. Y'all helped me digest it. And Terry, that's one thing. Saturday lineup on 93.1 is one of the underrated things in talk radio history. Saturdays on 93.1.
That's a good show.
You know what I mean? You got to start with Grandpa Dale to 6 to 8:30, and you got your homeboy right here with a 30-minute show all the way to 9. Then you got your man, you know, from the morning show. I can't even think of anything right now.
Joey Clark.
No, morning show.
The other guy.
Jay Scott. Let me tell y'all, man. Jay Scott got a radio show. Y'all think Christmas going to be hard, people. Y'all better start listening to Jay Scott and know where you're going to get your video games from.
That's right.
When Black Friday comes, they going to clear out that's going to be 45% of our inventory gone.
Yeah, just wait till Off-White Thursday. That's not going to be good either. Yeah. All right, yeah, Randall, thanks a lot, man. We got to run. Take care.
Man, y'all stay on top of it.
We got it. We got it. Thank you, Randall. At Randall.
Thanks, Randall.
At Randall. He's got his fingers on the pulse of what's going on.
He is so intelligent that his mouth can't keep up with his mind.
Well, he's got, I mean, his mind is going so fast.
Uh-huh.
He can't get it out. He's got it covered up. 272-9228 if you'd like to give us a call. We're right here. And we're not going anywhere. Next few minutes, anyway. And, of course, what do you got lined up for tomorrow night?
Oh, man.
No, wait. Saturday night. Tomorrow's Friday.
Well, tomorrow night, Saturday night. A little bit of everything. You know, I'm big picture, Bible, kind of how all this lays out. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get into how this has all been prepared as far as, you know, the Bible talks about in the end times, a man will work all day for enough money to buy food for his family for that day.
Yeah.
So it's talking about starvation.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
A year ago, we lost 60 to 70%, depending on who you believe, of our crops because of flooding. All right, you look at the U.N., there's something called Codex Alimentarius that the U.N. passed, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, which lowered the nutritional values.
Right.
This, everything is headed towards depopulation.
Yeah.
Everything is headed toward, I mean, the Bible tells us what's going to happen. And, I mean, I can sit down and point out 15 or 20 things that have taken place in the last 20 years that's going to fulfill everything Revelation says is going to happen.
Let me ask you this. Anybody want to jump in on this? Anybody, do you think there's anything that we can do, the people of this country.
You can delay it. You can stop it. The Bible says it's going to happen.
Well,
it's going
to
happen.
Not so much that, but to take our government back, get the bad elements out of there. Because it's like everywhere you look, you're like, can we trust this person?
Abraham Lincoln said, it is not just the right of the average citizen, but it is the duty. When the government becomes tyrannical, for us to take it back.
And that's why we have the Second Amendment.
Yes.
That's not just to protect.
Why do you think they're trying so hard to take it? Take
I know. And if they do that, Lord, it's going
to
be blood in the streets.
Yes. Well, they're probably going to be blood in the streets anyway.
I'll tell you what, man. I hate it,
and I don't want to say that, but the only way to bring it back now is for people to get together. And if we can't do it peacefully, it's going to take fighting in the streets.
That's what I was going to say, until we can get together.
Well,
Until we've been pushed so far that we all get together.
Yes.
Well,
I played a clip from, I forget the guy's name, it was a black, Dick Gregory, black activist. And I caught a lot of flack from a lot of my listeners. Why are you playing this guy's a racist? I said, look, many of the blacks have been fighting what we're about to fight. They've been fighting this for a long time.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
they can give us very good advice on what we're looking at. And I believe you can learn something from everybody, whether it's what not to do or whether it is what to do. You can learn from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the blacks, they've been putting up with a lot of crap, you know, depending on how you look at it, but they've been putting up with a lot of unfair attacks from the powers that shouldn't be for a lot longer than we have.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they can show us some stuff.
Yeah.
And they know how to stick together. Look at what Martin Luther King did.
Mm-hmm. And I really believe that if he were alive today, he could literally be alive. He'd be in his 80s, I guess, wouldn't he?
But, you know, everything Jesse Jackson.
That's what I'm about to say. What Jesse Jackson has done, what Al Sharpton has done
against everything that Reverend King taught.
Yeah. People like Stacey Abrams, and
that's why they got rid of him.
I mean, that's the thing. If he were alive, he would be so sad at what he saw, because his idea. It was a lot different than what you have now.
You better believe it.
And I guarantee.
Just read Letter from a Birmingham.
Yeah, there wouldn't be any people up there in, what do you call it, Wisconsin? I'm missing it again, Minnesota. They wouldn't be up there breaking into Target. They burnt down the AutoZone.
Of course.
You know, that place is on fire. And they're just standing back.
What about Pet Boys? They let it.
I don't know if they let Pet Boys go or not. Well, there's always Rock Auto because it's on the internet. But you know, this kind of behavior is just.
It's paid for, man.
Uh-huh.
Soros.
Yeah, I think the cops are just staying back.
That's what kills me. The people that are tasked with stopping this are standing around.
Mm-hmm. Well,
why?
They've been told to. We just don't know who.
And again, they have weapons that can stop this without hurting anyone.
Mm-hmm.
They choose not to use them.
It's just
that's
amazing.
A huge tale to me.
272-9228 if you want to jump in on this. Chris, what do you think? Get that mic over a little bit there.
What do I think about what's going on now?
Well, I mean, if something like that, God forbid, something like that cop with his neck on
right.
with his knee on the gentleman's neck,
right.
what if something like that happened here?
The main thing that we can do is prepare. prepare for the worst, you know, beans and bullets and, yeah. and yep. just keep preparing and all that. If something happened like that here, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that there would be a media frenzy.
Yeah.
And like each time these, you know, I read a thing today that, that most of the protesters that are involved in the Minneapolis thing, even the police chief was saying they're not from Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. They're from other places.
Did you see the old lady in the wheelchair?
I did.
Stabbing them as they run. Y'all stop this. And she's stabbing them as they run by. I'm like, go, Granny, go.
Yeah.
But, and the officers that stood there
right.
and watched.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
well, was the officer it's that shameful. Had her down, was he in command? Was he higher ranked than the other one?
I don't know. But, you know, they took the ship away from Captain Bligh, you know, because he got nuts.
Yeah.
And they mutinied. They took it from, yeah, of course. That's a gray area there. But, I mean, you know, you see somebody doing something like that,
yeah.
there's a dead man out there.
Well, I want to ask Chris a question.
Sure.
We've seen so much stuff happening with the police now. The 65-year-old grandmother in Atlanta that they snatched out of her minivan, she's just screaming, and they're,
right.
you know, all this stuff is starting to happen more and more. Is it has it always happened, and we just now have the social media and the cameras and everything, or is this something that's just taken off all
the time? It's really something that's taken off probably in the last 10 years.
Why? Mm-hmm. What's going on?
It's because there's a disrespect for authority.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw one. You probably saw it. This lady got pulled over for, right. For a broken taillight.
Right.
And she knew it was broken. She had gotten a ticket, but she hadn't had it fixed.
Yeah.
And the officer was going to give her another ticket.
Right.
She said, no, you're not. And this lady was, they said she was 60, in her 60s, 63, 64 years old. She said, no. Caucasian lady. She said right. no. And she took off, nearly run over the guy. He yeah. chases her down, gets her out of the truck. I mean, kind of rough. Mm-hmm. And she's fighting him. She kicks him. She tases him.
Mm-hmm.
Or he tased her.
Yeah.
I felt bad for her, but what's that? She kind of brought that on herself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. But you're also, you got to look at, there's different levels of force, uh-huh. right? So if you've got two guys that are acting up, you want to get four of your guys to be there. It's the show of force
uh-huh.
is also an escalation.
Yeah.
Okay? So if you've got a police officer, you know, who's, you know, works out, does all this kind of stuff on the job, you know, 9 to 5, deals with this, and he comes across a lady, I mean, use common sense. There's not enough common sense out there that police Amen. Officers are using. You know,
well, and you know, this was all on video.
Yeah,
and he never assaulted the woman.
Right.
He didn't hit her or anything.
Right.
But after she kicked him,
right,
he payout shot her yeah. with a taser, and down she went
yeah.
and scraped her up a little bit. But I understand. It seems like she got 3 or 4 years in jail out of that.
Probably so.
And I hate yeah. that for her, but didn't she just bring it on herself?
Uh-huh. She probably did, but I think the amount of force was unnecessary,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And
that's one of the biggest things is being in Montgomery, being a police officer, when Emory Fulmer was the mayor, there was a standard. You know, you didn't put your hands on a police officer,
mm-hmm.
period.
Right.
And so we didn't have a lot of this stuff that we're having today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a little bit more respect, but it was respect both ways.
Right.
I mean, there were a lot of police officers that could walk through projects, never have a problem. You know, I was a police officer for 6 years. I only had one resisting arrest the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that was against a fellow law enforcement officer to be.
Oh, I thought I was going to say this that night you brought in Otis Campbell.
No.
Y'all
no.
were singing.
Otis everything. Is like family.
So. Just give him the key, let him lock himself up.
Yep.
Matthew, what do you think? You're kind of being kind of quiet over there.
I'm listening. You know, it's just crazy. It really is. There's so much. We've got these phones.
Yeah.
You got a high definition camera everywhere you go.
Exactly. Right?
So you would think that would be a deterrent for someone in law enforcement to do their job.
Yeah.
The way that they're supposed to within the laws themselves. But I don't know. I mean, I hope that, you know, justice gets served up there. I don't know.
Luke, you're what now? You're 17 now?
Yeah, I'm 17.
17. When I was 17 years old, living over there in the lovely little town of Wetumpka, Alabama, we knew every police officer in town. We went to school with their kids. And we knew if they called us about something, it was yes, sir, no, sir, because they knew our mamas and daddies.
Right.
I mean, and there was, you know, a lot. And usually, I would say 99 times out of 100, we were doing whatever it was they called us down about. And we didn't get beat up. We didn't get a ticket. We didn't go to jail. We knew to act right.
Right.
And I think that's a sad thing that I think the community owes it, or the city or the government owes it to the community to maybe foster some kind of program where they meet.
That's one of the best policing programs there is. It's a community-based policing.
Right.
And where you have an officer that he just stays in that one area. And
isn't that what the chief they fired? Isn't that what he wanted to do?
I don't know. I don't know, but it is. I know. One of the best police officers I ever was around or worked with was D.T. Marshall.
Yeah,
if the crime was in an area, that's where he was. It didn't matter if he was a major over detective division or anywhere else. That's where he was. He knew everybody and knew everything that was going on.
We were
and another point is. The person that took his place was Derek Cunningham. Mm-hmm. And Cunningham learned directly underneath D.T. Marshall.
And I like Cunningham.
Yeah,
we were at a football game one night in Wetumpka. I was still in high school.
Right.
And the rivalries used to be pretty bitter over there. And some of them were getting on the bus, and there was I was not involved in this. I saw it. But a bunch of them were out there rocking the bus the band was on. Sidney Thrash. He walks out there. He does not have a gun. He does not have a stick. He hollers, "All right, boys, y'all calm down now. Go home.
Knock it off," and they knocked it off.
We all went home. Thank you, Mr. Thrash.
Respect.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
That's what it boils down to.
It does.
Yeah. And it's both ways. And police officers have to respect the civilians, the citizens, and the citizens have to respect the police.
Yes.
Exactly.
And a lot of these kids are not being taught this at home.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we've got somebody at home.
Kay is on the way.
Who?
Kay.
Kay?
Is it the governor?
You think? Maybe. It's not the governor, is it? It's not anybody. It sounds like the governor. Okay.
Just don't cuss, Kay.
Just don't cuss, Kay. Are you there?
I am. I could barely hear you, but I hear you very well now.
Oh, thank you. Well, I turned you on. No, well, let me say that right.
I didn't mean to turn you on.
Anyhow, you're never mind. You can hear me better. That's good.
I can hear you very well.
Yes, ma'am.
And I enjoy listening to you all so much. I just think what you said about growing up in the town of Wetumpka, small town USA,
and
respecting each other.
Mm-hmm.
There's such a lack of respect today from everyone, seemingly most everyone. And I am convinced it is television, movies, all of that is just so rotten that a lot of people think that's the norm and that's the way they live their lives. And I feel sorry for the police officers because I cannot even imagine the language they hear.
Oh, yeah.
When they do have to and need to confront someone. And I know they're trained probably, and I hope they are, to try to just let language just roll off of them. But that's got to be hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when these people continue to, I mean, I don't live, my world is not of that world. I don't even, my grandkids come to my house. We play Monopoly or Uno or what, we don't watch that kind of stuff. And so they're sheltered from a lot of that. But I know they hear it in other places. But I my heart just goes out to the officers because, I say, I cannot even imagine what they have to hear and put up with.
I agree.
And so that's my two cents worth.
Well, thank
and you all keep doing what you're
thank
doing,
you.
And we appreciate
it. I'd say that.
Okay.
I agree with
everything she said. Latchkey kids,
thank
especially
you,
the
right.
ones the TV and movies are raising, essentially, because it's one parent. You go back and look at the, and I'm going to talk about blacks here, but I'm going to back this up.
Okay.
Up until the late 50s, the black family unit was more cohesive than the white family unit was in this country. I'm sorry, to the early mid-60s.
Mm-hmm.
When welfare and government programs started, that's when the black family started disintegrating.
And
that's
we can,
a fact.
Because they had to take the father out.
Yes, they took the father out and destroyed the family unit. Now the black kids, who's raising them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. The gangs.
The neighborhood is.
The gangs are, and it's not their fault. They've been put in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a 16-year-old black kid living somewhere and with your mama or your aunties raising you, what have you got to look forward to? What are you going to do? What's your passion? I mean,
and in the same line of thinking, you can expect that to happen through every culture.
Yes,
within the next 10 to 15 years.
That's right.
I mean, we're already there.
And somewhere deep down in there, there's something that drives that, and it's like cancer. And if we could get to it, and I'll just say it, if we could get to it and kill it,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. Just maybe we might have a chance. But until then, no. We don't. All right, gentlemen, I found a song I want to play for us as we go out tonight. This has nothing to do with what we talked about. Remember, tomorrow night's a rerun. Terry Adams will be back on Saturday night.
Six to ten
with Clearing the Air. Chris Cleghorn and Luke and Sam, thanks for coming in.
Yes,
happy birthday,
thank
man.
You.
And
happy birthday.
Sometimes, and Matthew, always pleasant to see you. Coming Monday?
I'm coming Monday.
We'll see you then. What I wanted to play, you remember the Flintstones movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Walk the Dinosaur?
Yeah.
That was the hit off that album. That was Not Was. And that's terrible because this is a much better song. This is, I've got this on the CD player in the car. This is Spy in the House of Love. I thought it would have been the hit, but it was not. So here it is. We'll see you next time on the Health and Wealth Show on News Talk 93.1. WACV. Remember, David returns Monday night. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.